Muhammad led the way. After Uhud, he took another wife, providing a home for Zainab bint Khuzaimah, a widow whose husband had died at Badr. She was also the daughter of the Bedouin chief of the tribe of Amir, and so the match forged a new political alliance. An apartment was built for her beside the mosque, and she joined the other wives, her sisters as they called each other, Sauda, Aisha and Hafsa, there. The Prophet did not regard his women as chattel. They were his companions, just like the men. He usually took one of his wives along on a military campaign and disappointed his commanders by spending the whole of every evening in their tent instead of bonding with his men. In the camp, the women did not remain meekly secluded, but walked around freely, taking an interest in everything that was going on. This type of freedom had been common for elite women in pre-Islamic Arabia, but it infuriated Umar. "Your boldness borders on insolence," he yelled when he came one day upon Aisha strolling along the front lines. "What if disaster overtakes us? What if there is a defeat and people are taken captive?" Muhammad's domestic arrangements gave his wives a new access to politics, and they seemed quite at home in this sphere. It would not be long before other women began to feel similarly empowered, and his enemies would use this women's movement to discredit the Prophet. Muhammad had to recover the prestige he had lost at Uhud. He could not risk another open confrontation with the Quraysh, but nor could he afford to show his weakness. Two incidents in the summer of 625 showed how vulnerable he was. Two of the Bedouin tribes of Najd, a region to the west of Medina, had asked for instruction in Islam, so Muhammad sent six of his ablest men. During their journey, they were attacked by one of the chiefs of Qudaid, the city of the goddess Manat, whose cult had been condemned by the Quran. Three of the Muslims were killed, the others taken prisoner. One was stoned to death when he tried to escape, and the other two were sold as slaves in Mecca and afterwards taken outside the sanctuary and crucified.
This ends Disc 4.